Okay, we are back with Alyssa Nadworny and Kamala Charles, who is Alyssa Nadworny is an education reporter, and Kamala Charles is an employer relations coordinator at Valencia College. And we're talking about your questions about finding a career right now, as if it isn't hard enough in the middle of a global pandemic. But we know you're up for the challenge. So, Alyssa, before we took our short break, you were telling us about, you know, what does your major really matter, and what advice do you give people if they don't like what they majored in, they want to do something else?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, your major doesn't really matter. And the thing is, like, be flexible about what's out there. I think especially now, you know, with record unemployment, like every job is going to be valuable. So be flexible. But I think, like, this is the opportunity to really start exploring, do those informational interviews. This can be so daunting to just reach out and say, I want to talk to you about your life and how you got there in your career. But people actually love being asked. And I think, you know, you're established these connections and these relationships with folks in different fields so that when the economy picks up, you're going to be the one they think about. So I would really encourage folks who especially are thinking about, oh, I don't want to do a job that's my major. Those informational interviews are going to be so important to expand your network.
We have a question from Lee in White House, Tennessee, who is hoping to attend graduate school next year.
If my career or grad school plans are thrown into uncertainty because of COVID-19, should I be planning an alternative route? And how do I go about setting plans for the future when so much is undetermined right now and looks like it'll be uncertain for the foreseeable future?
Kamala, would you take this? And I will tell you that I'm hearing from parents of a lot of students who are in this position who are saying, what should I advise my student to do? Is grad school a good idea? Wait it out. What do you say to them?
Yeah, so actually, grad school is an excellent idea, but I would have to caution, it really depends on your industry area. So definitely for students that are thinking about grad school, making sure that if they are signing up for a program, that program will enhance their industry knowledge and give them a leg up, so that at the year or 2 years that it'll take them to complete the program, that they will be in a better position. Some other options too is just thinking about a gap year in a different way, maybe thinking about a service year. So that'll give some opportunity, of course, for us to kind of see where the job market's going to be, what the economy's going to look like, but also give them an opportunity to give back and maybe even learn some skills and really just think about maybe industries that they never thought about pursuing before.
And let's squeeze this last one in. This is Tim in New Mexico, and he's about to graduate and specialized in aircraft mechanics.
I'd start asking about some recession-proof career fields, you know? I mean, obviously, I sort of assumed having a trade would be a pretty safe bet. I just happened to get the one trade that got hit really hard by this.
Kamala, do you have some thoughts for Tim?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one, especially in the situation that we're in right now. But he's learned some amazing skills that he can transition to another industry. So I'd encourage him to keep looking.
Okay, that is Kamala Charles. She's a great advisor from Valencia College. And we also had with us NPR's Alyssa Nadworny, NPR education reporter. Thank you both so much for answering these questions. And thank you. Do come back, because I know they're going to keep coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to tell us your story or if you have questions, we want to help. Go to npr.org/national conversation or on social media. Use that hashtag NPR conversation. This is the National Conversation from NPR News.